For KBIA News, I'm Katarina Sestarek. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon has signed a mid-year spending bill with funding for social services, education, and a financially troubled St. Louis County School District. The supplemental budget signed into law Wednesday moves $69 million to the state Medicaid program to offset a shortfall in Missouri's settlement payments from tobacco companies. It also includes an extra $3 million to help low-income people pay utility bills and $2 million to help the unaccredited Normandy School District. The measure also provides additional funding for public schools and colleges through June 30th to make up for shortfalls in gambling and lottery revenues. Nixon froze $22 million budgeted for schools and colleges earlier this month, saying lawmakers had not included enough money in the supplemental budget. The Missouri State Senate passed a bill last week that allows the state to issue bonds worth $600 million for capital projects. KBIA's A.J. Feather has more on where the money is headed and what this means for the University of Missouri.
On April 8th, the Missouri State Senate passed a resolution to appropriate $71.1 million for 47 repair and maintenance projects for the University of Missouri system. That money is part of a larger proposal to borrow $600 million for capital projects at universities statewide. The bill is now in the House, where it has yet to be taken up for a vote. If the bond is approved, the University of Missouri system plans to use the funds for all four of its campuses. UM system spokesperson John Fougere says the UM system is in serious need of money for deferred maintenance projects.
If you look across our University of Missouri system, we currently have $1.3 billion backlog of outstanding or deferred maintenance repair projects on our four campuses.
The bill appropriates $33.7 million to MU. Much of this will be used for renovations to Laffrey Hall to improve science, technology, engineering, and math facilities, also known as STEM facilities. This is an area where Fougere says some estimates predict Missouri will have 100,000 new jobs by 2018.
The University of Missouri is the state's premier public land-grant university, and so it's our obligation to lead the way in preparing these STEM workers for the future economy, but we'll not be able to address some of those critical workforce needs in our state unless we can first solve our critical needs of STEM-related facilities on our four campuses.
Representative Stephen Weber of Columbia says he supports the bond issue. One of his main priorities with the bill is to increase funding for the engineering school, but he says it's important to keep a balance between renovations and maintenance.
I really want to fund a pretty significant addition to the engineering school. I think it's important for job creation to do that. At the same time, the more you add in, the more difficult it becomes to pass, and you don't want to put in jeopardy the money for repair and maintenance that's already there.
Weber says it becomes harder to keep the state's fiscal house in order when tax cut bills like the one the House passed last Wednesday and bond issues like this one are passed simultaneously. At this time, there is no word on when or if the House will vote on the bill. A.J. Feather, KBIA News.
Missouri senators have endorsed legislation that could lead to the development of a preschool rating system by private or nonprofit groups. The bill, given initial approval Wednesday, comes 2 years after a law was enacted barring the creation of a preschool rating system by the state, higher education institutions, or quasi-governmental entities. The new legislation leaves intact the prohibition on government involvement, but would allow publicly funded preschools to participate in a rating system run by a private or nonprofit group. A Missouri House committee has advanced legislation revising a law requiring unaccredited school districts to pay the costs when students transfer to neighboring districts. The bill would limit the tuition paid by struggling districts and allow the receiving schools to set policies for how many students they accept. Students could transfer to better schools within their home districts. They also could go to other school districts, charter schools, or non-religious private schools within the same county or a bordering one. Frequent flyers out of Kirksville may notice several changes at the airport over the coming year. The Kirksville Regional Airport plans to make several improvements to its infrastructure in order to accommodate Federal Aviation Administration guidelines and to modernize the airport. Upgrades span from runway improvements to new updated furniture and ticket counters. Renovations will begin this July with work on the airport lighting system. The city is also considering a plan to bring a shuttle service to the airport. Mayor Glenn Moritz says the service could help those visiting the city get to where they need to be.
We'll have guest speakers come into town at either the medical school or Truman. And, that's the kind of person that shuttle service would serve.
Moritz also mentions that the service could be used locally at nursing homes and other places around Kirksville that could benefit from the shuttles. The airport offers flights to St. Louis 9 times a week, including 3 a day Monday through Friday via Cape Air. A new nature preserve has opened in the city of Columbia. Bonnie View Nature Sanctuary officially opened to the public Tuesday. It's on West Rollins Street near Fairview Elementary School. KBIA's Stephanie Koala has more on the story.
Mike Griggs, Director of Parks and Recreation, says Bonnie View Nature Sanctuary was designed to provide a more passive recreation experience while also being able to withstand the impact of large numbers of visitors.
It's nice to have land preserved and set aside for nature and wildlife and all that, but if people don't appreciate it, if we don't get people outside to see it, then that appreciation goes away.
In addition to appreciation, Mayor Bob McDavid says there's also history that adds to the significance of the park.
Well, what we have here at Bonnie View is really kind of a different park. It's preserved, and it's really kind of designed to look like this area looked like 300 years ago. To have that really kind of in the middle of the city is really, really pretty special.
But for some Columbia residents, like Heather Lewis, who live nearby, Bonnie View is more than land preservation. It's a way to reconnect neighbors.
It's widely used. Every time we're here, there's other people here. People are always on the trail. I think it's neat that it connects neighborhoods as well. I don't know if they have anything else planned, but it's beautiful.
Funding for the Bonnie View Nature Sanctuary came from the park sales tax, which city residents approved to enhance the park system. Stephanie Koala, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Katarina Sestarek.